7,000 are believed to have died, more are missing, and more than 1.5 million are homeless. Most of the country's crops have been destroyed. The president, Carlos Flores, has appealed for more international aid.
It's one of the most horrible disasters that we have had in the history of Honduras. It rained for 5 or 6 days, the amount of water that we received generally.
Mi nombre es Edgardo Rodríguez, tengo 14 años de edad. Estamos en el Parque La Concordia, donde me encontré.
My name is Edgardo Rodríguez. I'm a 14-year-old street child, and I live in the Concordia Park in Tegucigalpa, Honduras. I survived Hurricane Mitch, which devastated my country in October and November 1998. We are in the Concordia Park, where I was on the night of the storm that caused the River Choluteca to rise up. Now we are going to see where it was that I was sleeping the night when the river entered the park. The people that are here are collaborating to help reconstruct the park to how it was before. Now we are arriving at where I was the night I faced all of the dangers from Hurricane Mitch. I was under a small monument in the park, which is made out of stone, sleeping that night. I felt the water making me wet, and so got up from where I was and ran off. I went into the streets where I met up with some of my friends. At this time it was very, very dark, and the water was up to my waist. The night of the hurricane, many currents formed and ran through the streets. Many people were crying very much and were shouting for help. There were people drowning in a house, and my friends and I decided to go and help save them. I was very frightened because of what had happened, and I was also very sad, thinking about how my park, my home, was going to be destroyed. The night of Mitch, I felt very bad, and I almost didn't survive. I almost lost my life, and I thought that the hurricane was surely a sign from God sent to make the people of Honduras think. It was very difficult for me to believe that the park was being flooded. Everything has been left covered in mud. But thanks to God, it appears that not all of my park was lost, and that the majority of it has survived. After the hurricane, my park and home is not the same. Now it's without plants, without flowers. Before, it was very beautiful. I can no longer see the little houses where the children played. I'm going to miss this park. It will never be the same again. I thought I was going to die because I was alone in the park and it was very dark and the water had risen up to my waist. Now, thanks to God, I'm still alive, and I'm thankful that he didn't take my life and that I survived that night. It's an experience that I will have in my mind the whole of my life. I will never forget it.
Nunca la voy a olvidar.